Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. We already know what you can and cannot take out on Shabbos, what's considered clothes and jewelry versus what is considered carrying. Beginning with our Mishnah, we're going to start talking about, of those things that you can't carry, how much of it must you carry in order to be Chayiv Midoraisa? And that is the subject of the next bunch of Mishnayos, actually the next couple of Prakim, up until the very end of the 10th Perek. And so our Mishnah Gimel, introduces a general rule, which is, of course, what we've been doing so far in this Perek, general rules. But now we're on the general rule of carrying. Ve'od klal acher amru. Another important general rule that Chazal told us in understanding how the malacha of carrying applies. Kol ha-kosher lehatznia. Anything that is worth saving or putting aside, that is to say, it is an amount that is actually useful, that has a constructive purpose to keeping it because it has a use. Umatzniin kamohu, and people generally would put aside or save that amount. Vehotzio v'Shabbos, and that amount you carried out on Shabbos from Rishus Seyachim Rishus Rabim, Chayel v'Chatos. That is Asur Midoraisa, and if you did by accident, you have to bring a Korban Chatos. However, v'chol she'eno kasher l'hatznia, if it is not a useful amount that is worth saving, ve'ein matzniin kamohu, or people generally don't save that amount, even if it would have a constructive purpose, then it's not chayav midaraisa, right? Vehotzio b'Shabbos einu chayav. If you bring it out on Shabbos, then you're not chayav midaraisa. You're chayav still midarbanan, but you're not chayav achatas. It's not daraisa. Ela hamatznio. Except there is an exception here. If you personally did save that amount, then you are chayv if you carry it. Generally, we go by everybody. The rules for everybody are the rules for everybody. So if it's something that people would generally consider to be of value and would keep in that amount, then if you carry it, even if you don't think it's important, doesn't matter. That is an objectively valuable amount and objectively important amount. And if you carry it, then you're chayv midaraisa for carrying. However, if it is not something that generally people would consider to be a value, but you consider it to be a value, then achshave, you have made it important by your considering it to be a value and having put it aside and or saved it, you are declaring, for me, this is an important amount. And therefore, if you carry that amount, you're chayev. But if your next door neighbor would carry that amount, he wouldn't be chayev, because for him, like for most people in the world, that amount is not significant. But it does, here is one of the areas where what you personally think matters, but only l'chumra. It only matters to make it worse, so to speak. If you carry an amount that's important to you, but not important to others, you're chayev. But if you carry an amount that is important to others, but not to you, you're still chayav, even though it's not important to you, because objectively, since most people consider it important, it is considered important.